Bobby, appreciate you jumping on. We go behind enemy lines. I want to start with Derek Carr and what you've seen with Carr, because I think that's been the surprise, at least the first few weeks. We can talk about last week with the Eagles, but he finished the year well last year, and I think people forgot. And then he's picked up right where he left off last season.
Yeah, I think he's a poor man's Kirk Cousins. You know, that's the way I look at it. I think, you know, Kurt might be hovering around, you know, top 10 quarterback. I think Derek Carr, maybe at his best, he's like 12. They definitely, you know, if you break the league in half, definitely, you know, in the top 15 or 16. But, Derek Carr, he chunks it down the field. He doesn't just dink and dunk. And but we were all surprised how well the offensive line played the first two games, because that was an Achilles heel for them in the summer. I said I think at best they'd be a 500 team, because the defense seems to keep the team in games. I don't know. You hold your opponent to 15 points. You shouldn't lose that kind of game. What happened against the Eagles. But I think, you know, it's a chess match. You see the different formulas. And I'm sure the Falcons will copy a lot what the Eagles did in the front, because that's where the game was won, in the trenches. That's where the Eagles beat them. I tell you what, the Philly fans, there's a lot of Philly fans in the Superdome, like there'll be a lot of Saints fans in Atlanta. If the Eagles would have lost that game, I think they'd have fired Sirianni after the game.
Right.
I mean, talk about incompetent. I mean, what, is he trying to give the game away? But, no, going back to Derek Carr, though, he just brings stability. He's a veteran. You know, a lot of Saints fans said, boy, they wish Atlanta would have kept Desmond Ridder. You know, then it definitely increased your chance of winning. But, you know, it was crazy. When I look at the Atlanta Saints series, it doesn't matter. Let's say the Saints are perceived better than Atlanta or vice versa. You know, Atlanta and the expectations. I always say that this is kind of scenario you're going to split the games.
Mm-hmm.
That just look in the history, no one has played one another more than the Falcons and the Saints, and it's 500. So I always say, if you're going to win the NFC South, you know, you got to go at least 4-2. You know, you want to go undefeated, but 5-1. But 4-2, you got to find some opponent to sweep, and that seems like that would be Carolina right now. But I think if the Saints, they play well in Atlanta, and if, for instance, Atlanta's won in New Orleans. New Orleans has won in Atlanta. So I think that doesn't really come into play. But the Saints have been opportunistic. You know, when as far as, you know, the turnover margin, if the Saints win, now, if you'd have told me against the Eagles they were going to be plus one, I thought they would have won. But they're plus four in the season, and the Falcons are minus two. The Saints have been opportunistic, so but I think that's about right. Atlanta was a point and a half point favorite. Now it's like 2.5. I think it's about right. I think both kickers could make a game-winning field goal to win the game at the end. But I think it would be a minor upset if New Orleans would beat Atlanta, simply because of the expectations in the preseason. And no one thought the Saints would do anything, but the Saints are beat up, but there's no excuse. Look, the Falcons don't have their starting center.
Right.
And the thing is with the Saints, McCoy was their best lineman, and he's not playing. So I just think the depth that Atlanta has versus New Orleans, I'd give them the edge in the trenches there. But, hey, it's one of those games, how the ball bounces and all, but it should be highly entertaining. And I'm a Kirk Cousins fan, so probably even a little more than Derek Carr, but I think they're very similar. But I think Kirk Cousins has just been more steady.
Hey, Bobby, it's Bobby Avery. You recognize the pipes, man. Legendary Falcons and Saints quarterback, and of course, for many years with the Falcons post-game show as well. But Bobby, it's funny. We got a new offensive coordinator learning on the job, and Kubiak's doing what seems like an amazing job, at least those first two games. How long does it take a guy on the job as an OC, in your experience in the NFL, to really know what he's doing?
Well, it depends. If you have a veteran quarterback, and with Clint Kubiak, he knows Derek Carr's strengths and weaknesses. And, you know, the bottom line is he's going to want to run the football, no matter who they play in. You know, and I'll always say this about the Hall of Famer Drew Brees. The less of Drew is more. You don't want a quarterback throwing 40-plus times. You can get somewhere, not that have to be 18, 20 times. but about 25, 30 times a game, because they're going to get the rushing attempts. They're going to want to do that, but you can't run Alvin Kamara into the ground. Mm. You know, he's dealing with some injuries of how they utilize him against Philly. You know, Taysom Hill not being available, so it looks like Taysom's going to be back this game. But this is important to set the tone and the momentum. Very similar, you know, how they set up the schedule with the NFC South games. And the Saints know this. Not that they could care less, but the Houdat Nation, they said, well, it doesn't matter if we don't beat the Chiefs on Monday night. If we can beat Atlanta, then after the Monday night game, Tampa Bay comes to New Orleans, then you're 3-0 in the NFC South. That's where you have the momentum. So I think they have their priorities in order right now. But, I mean, you know who's been outstanding is Carl Granderson. Like Cam Jordan, you know, he was playing 85-90% in the snaps, and he's always had good games against Atlanta, but he's hardly playing. They're going with Chase Young and Carl Granderson, who's been outstanding off the edge. And Chase Young, I think the sacks will come. He's getting a lot of quarterback pressures. I think DeMario Davis still has something left in the tank. The one thing, they all come to play and they help. I think the Saints' cornerback room, about as good as it gets in the NFL when you look at it overall. But to tell you the truth, who I think is going to win? I don't know. Flip a coin. I think it won't be no blowout when the Saints blow out the Cowgirls. But I talk about soft. That's about a soft team. And then you know, so what's the winning formula to beat Dallas? What did Green Bay do in the playoffs? Ran all over. What did the Saints do? Ran all over. What did the Ravens do? Ran all over them. But I love it. I always say it's a great day in America. I'd say when the Saints win and the Cowgirls lose. And then it was double whammy. To whip Dallas, well, yeah, you can't have more pompous fans, prima donna, and to whip Dallas. And, Mike, you like this. That's, Cowgirl fans calling up on the show. So, Abraham, boy, Dallas must have really put it to you, when you played them. Why do you dislike them? I said, what are you talking about? I played them 4 times. I'm 3-1. I'm 3-1, and I beat them in a Saints uniform and a Falcons uniform. I never forget that game in the Georgia Dome. They had just won the Super Bowl, Troy Aikman and all them, and Michael Irvin, and we beat them. We put it to them. That's when I'll never forget, because this is part of a trivia. I probably got to be one of the only, or maybe I'm in a small fraternity of individuals that have thrown Deion Sanders an interception in an NFL game and a touchdown pass. I never forget. I told June Jones they were trying to play catch up, and I knew they were going to try and get after me and blitz me. And I wasn't worried about getting hit. I'm going to hang in there. And when I seen they were playing man to man to go play cover zero, I said, I don't care who Dallas is. I know they can't cover Deion. Now, I got smacked. I only threw it 8 yards, and he high stepped it for about 80. End of score like that. But, with Dallas, I went to hot college in North Louisiana. And, we get together for the holidays. And never forget, my wife's like, Uncle, and I'm like, oh, wait till you play Dallas and all that. I go, what, you're going to cheer for them over me? Right. Like, this is blood through marriage and stuff. You're going to go against me? I said, you don't even know nobody on Dallas. So that's, they got people in Shreveport. You're in Louisiana, and you cheer for Dallas. I know Dallas is closer than New Orleans. But if you're going to cheer for Dallas, move to Texas. get out of Louisiana. So, that was a big win. And, that's, I tell you what, the Saints can win 4 or 5 games. So let's just say even 4. You have some Saints fans right now, okay, we did the first thing. We beat Dallas, and in their mind, if we can beat Atlanta twice and beat Sean Payton and the Broncos when they come to town, they go, well, if the season wasn't that good, we only won 4 games, but at least we beat Sean in Atlanta. Why is it Dallas? That's the mindset. Right. If we're going to be the same 500 team, 8-9, 9-8, that they would take those wins.
Bobby, what's the special teams look like? Listen, you guys have always had really good special teams. We know block punts, kicks, or whatever. Well, is that going to be the difference in this game on Sunday?
Well, they always win there. Coach Rizzi and Coach Galliano, the Saints are not losing on special teams. You look at the hidden yardage and flipping the field. Groupie, now, if you see Groupie, our kicker, He looks like he's about in eighth grade. He looks like he's like a little leprechaun, but he got a strong leg. His leg is unbelievable. And y'all have the Korean kicker. He's awesome. Yeah. So, I mean, that's it. But the Saints, with their coverage units, and what they do, I think it's just the stability with the coaching. Mm-hmm. And they're always in the top five, if not the top three. Like, even right now, you know, Rashid Shaheed, he's not only a Pro Bowler, he's all pro as a returner.
Right.
You know, he's I think right now they eighth. And a punt return and fourth and a kickoff return. But, yeah, they always win in that area. That's one thing that if the game's close, you're paying attention to detail. The Saints never lose in that area.
Well, Bobby, hopefully the Falcons will stop the Saints from getting that superfecta you just described by beating us twice and getting Denver along with the Cowgirls. But one thing for sure, man, we'll be talking to you for the rematch one way or the other, brother. Thanks for spending time with us today, man.
All right, thank you. Yeah, and I'm telling you, if the Falcons win this game, I'm telling you the Saints will win the next.